The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
A funeral preparations are being finalised for Malika Al-Khadib, the 88-year-old girl who was stabbed to death in Wexford on Sunday night. Our chief reporter, Barry White, joins us now from New Ross. Barry, the funeral, I understand, expected to be tomorrow. Is that right?
Hi, Kieran. Good evening. Yeah, preparations are underway, like you say, and the funeral is expected now to take place tomorrow. It was originally thought that the Islamic burial for 8-year-old Malika Al-Khatib would take place today. However, her body had not been released from Waterford University Hospital earlier. Like, Kieran, under the Islamic faith, the body receives the ghusl, or final washing, before their funeral. And this normally takes place as soon as possible. And I've been speaking to the Imam of the Waterford Al Munir Islamic Centre, Rashid Munir, who knew little Malika, and he told me her name means angel in Arabic.
The whole community, they are in bits. We're all very heartbroken and we're all very sad because the child, Malika, she was a brilliant child and she was full of life, full of laughs, and she was looking forward to have a bright future. But this news just breaks the whole community, and it will take some time to cover this situation and this news. They were a beautiful family. Like, I know the mother, and she's a beautiful woman. And our sister, she just lost her child. And Malika, she used to come to Al Munir Islamic Center. And as I said, like, she was very religious. She was a very outgoing person. She was very, like, just like an 8-year-old child, what you can expect from her. And she was just, like, very a jolly kind of child, beautiful child.
All right, that is what the Imam of Waterford Al Munir Islamic Centre, Rashid Munir, had to say to Barry. Malika's mother as well was injured in the attack on Sunday night. Barry, how is she doing?
Well, Kieran, her mother, Alicia, remains in hospital, but thankfully she isn't critical. And Kieran, she has been speaking to Imam Rashid Munir, who we just heard from, and she wants to perform the Islamic ritual washing of Malika before her funeral, despite also being injured in Sunday night stabbing. And Imam Munir says she is determined to be part of the funeral.
I was speaking to the mother, child's mother. I was speaking to the child's grandmother. I was trying to support them, and I am trying to support them, and inshallah, as a community, we will support them, the whole family.
How is the mother, do you know?
Well, she has some severe injuries, but she's not critical. And she wants to attend the funeral. She wants to do the washing procedure, which is very Islamic Sharia procedure. Before the burial, we do the washing, which we call a ghusl. And because Malika was a female, so this will be conducted and done by our Muslim sisters. And inshallah, that will be done as soon as we will receive the body from the hospital. Inshallah, we will do the washing. And after that, normally we do not keep the bodies for a long time. The Islamic Sharia says it has to be done straight away, the burial. So as soon as we receive the body from the Gadi, from the hospital, the authorities, inshallah, we'll do the ghusl. And the mother, I was speaking to her, and she wants to do the ghusl by herself, and she wants to join at least.
And Barry, you've also been speaking, I understand, to some neighbours of the family on Lower William Street there in New Ross.
Yeah, I have. And throughout today and all day yesterday, Kieran, people were arriving and laying flowers outside little Malika's home and paying their respects. While some neighbours actually heard the commotion when this stabbing happened on Sunday night, and I spoke to some of these neighbours earlier.
This is a shock.
Yeah.
Yeah, my wife. Yeah, she was, you know, she did what she had to do, like, you know. She was out there.
Your wife was out helping?
Yes, yeah. But any of the neighbours came out, they were hands-on. You know.
Could this have been worse if it wasn't for the neighbours?
Yeah, who's to say? You don't know.
Trying to stop the bleeding, sure, was a problem, wasn't it?
Child was inside. Mother was out at the stage. When we got out, she was on the doorstep. There was another man with my wife. No, I hadn't heard it. She heard a cry for help. Yeah.
So you were just getting ready to go to bed?
That was it, yeah. Sunday night, you know, chill out. There you go. Someone's in trouble.
Complete shock. Like, it's so quiet here. And I didn't expect it to be so close. Like, it's literally around the corner from me. And having a child of my own, like, it's heartbreaking. And so close to Christmas as well. It's just awful, like, really awful. My partner was on his way to work. And he's seen all the commotion and stuff. And he let me know what was going on. Literally right around the corner.
All right, that's just some of the neighbours of the family speaking to Barry on Lower William Street there in New Ross. A man has been arrested. Barry, is he still being questioned?
Well, Kieran, the male is in his 30s, arrested in connection with this investigation, has since been charged, but there's no details of a court appearance at this stage.
Barry White in New Ross. Barry, thank you very, very much for that. 087 1400 106. If there's any update on that, we'll bring it to you here on the show.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.